1964, we come to Balochton, again in Wexford, and Kilscoran Union, not terribly far from the town of Wellington Bridge, a place that always makes me rather sad because of the lovely way the railway cut through the town, and it was the great gathering point for sugar beet, and all kind of looks so decrepit and sad now on the South Wexford line. However, to cheer me up, I don't often make sort of more human comments about congregations, but there must be something terribly sort of cheerful about the people of Balochton, despite all the challenges of life, because I remember vividly there once that I don't know what I was preaching about or how I expressed something, but we all sort of laughed so much together during the sermon that I could barely continue. And I said to myself often afterwards, that rarely happens and it doesn't happen enough, because often shared laughter is the way bonds are built, and it's a kind of gateway to truth that humour is actually a very profound thing. And if we spent more time in church, not laughing in a casual way, but enjoying the richness of humour as a gateway on insight, it might cheer up liturgy a great deal. And I often think when we're reading the Gospels, we just are totally blind traditionally to the points in the Gospels where the Gospel writers see things humorously, and even Jesus himself expresses himself humorously. I often think the Lord laughed a lot, so must we who bear his image. In 1964, there was a very major report on strengthening and even restoring the Irish language. There would be others after it. It was followed by a parliamentary white paper, Ach Fiochen Reiliga, The Rebirth of Irish. It's aimed at the restoration of the Irish language, setting out a 10-year plan for the vastly increased use of it as a general medium of communication. Of course, it all proved naive. But the great idea was to make people, aided by television programmes, enjoy Irish, be proud of it, speak it naturally. And one way of increasing accessibility from about this time was the abolition of the old script, which one needs to be quite senior in years to remember learning now in school, with its distinctive lettering and its use of a dot over the previous letter rather than an H. Some people lamented the loss of the old script, but it was hard to read and increased the costs of book production. One thing that galls me in my modest attempts to cherish Irish and make it contemporary is the continuing tendency when people are putting up formal things like plaques to use the old script, often with mistakes, and people kind of think it's pretty. I think this only serves to make Irish appear obscure, something to be viewed sentimentally and lost in the past. If you want to put up inscriptions in Irish, that's laudable, and at least put up what most people educated since the 60s can read. But despite reports and investments, and everything from Buntus Cainse to T.G. Cahir and Gael Scullina, and the last have been remarkably successful, but despite the successes and despite all the efforts, there's still a long way to go. The failure to find a successful recipe for making most citizens really value and enjoy Irish remains perhaps the national enigma. I have a famous story about this. I remember when I was a country rector in Cork years ago, I had as a parishioner a very elderly man in his retirement who'd once been the British ambassador to Ireland. He'd fallen in love with Ireland and done what I think ambassadors are not meant to do, stayed in the country to which he was posted when he retired. But one day in conversation, he described to me the final week he was in office as ambassador, and the custom was to go to dinner at Áras an Uachtaráin for a farewell meal with the head of state, the president, then still Dev. And as they had their rather austere meal, and Dev poured the modest tumbler of paddy afterwards. And remember, this was Dev with all his republican lineage and history, and he was talking to the British ambassador. And he said to him this question, "Tell me, ambassador, where do you think I went wrong with the language?" That says a lot. and I'm not sure yet what the answer is.